This is the 2001 Key Stage 3 Mental Arithmetic Test C. Listen carefully to the instructions I am going to give you. When I have finished, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start with a practice question. Then I am going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. What is 40 doubled? What is 40 doubled? Now we are ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. 6 tickets cost £10 each. How much is that altogether? 6 tickets cost £10 each. How much is that altogether? Question 2. What number do I need to add to 994 to make 1,000? What number do I need to add to 994 to make 1,000? Question 3. How many right angles has a square? How many right angles has a square? Question 4. Look at the number. What is its value to the nearest 100? Look at the number. What is its value to the nearest 100? Question 5. What is 21 divided by 3? What is 21 divided by 3? Question 6. Simplify the expression on your answer sheet. Simplify the expression on your answer sheet. Question 7. What is 5 squared? What is 5 squared? For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 8. I share £1 equally between 5 people. How much does each person get? I share £1 equally between 5 people. How much does each person get? Question 9. Circle the lowest of these 5 temperatures. Circle the lowest of these 5 temperatures. Question 10. Subtract 18 from 100. Subtract 18 from 100. Question 11. Write down an even number which is also a multiple of 9. Write down an even number which is also a multiple of 9. Question 12. The line graph shows the temperature during one morning. About what temperature was it at 11:30? The line graph shows the temperature during one morning. About what temperature was it at 11:30? Question 13. There were 250 people in a cinema. 55 were children. How many were not children? There were 250 people in a cinema. 55 were children. How many were not children? Question 14. In a group of 400 pupils, 200 were girls. What percentage of the group was girls? In a group of 400 pupils, 200 were girls. What percentage of the group was girls? Question 15. Add together 2.2 and 1.9. Add together 2.2 and 1.9. Question 16. Change 60 millimetres to centimetres. Change 60 millimetres to centimetres. Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 17. The temperature inside a freezer was minus 18 degrees Celsius. The temperature rose by 5 degrees. What was the new temperature inside the freezer? The temperature inside a freezer was minus 18 degrees Celsius. The temperature rose by 5 degrees. What was the new temperature inside the freezer? Question 18. What is half of 6.3? What is half of 6.3? Question 19. What is 2/3 of 60 minutes? What is 2/3 of 60 minutes? Question 20. What number is the arrow pointing to? What number is the arrow pointing to? Question 21. The total of 4 numbers is 60. What is the mean of these numbers? The total of 4 numbers is 60. What is the mean of these numbers? Question 22. What is the area of a rectangle of side lengths 7 centimeters and 3 centimeters? What is the area of a rectangle of side lengths 7 centimeters and 3 centimeters? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 23. Pupils voted for their favourite type of film. Each pupil had one vote. The chart shows the results. Altogether, how many pupils voted? Pupils voted for their favourite type of film. Each pupil had one vote. The chart shows the results. Altogether, how many pupils voted? Question 24. Look at the timetable. How many minutes is the journey from the city centre to Meadow Hall? Look at the timetable. How many minutes is the journey from the city centre to Meadow Hall? Question 25. Look at the 4x4 square grid. Shade one more square so the grid has 2 lines of symmetry. Look at the 4x4 square grid. Shade one more square so the grid has 2 lines of symmetry. Question 26. A television program starts at 7:30. It lasts 100 minutes. At what time will it finish? A television program starts at 7:30. It lasts 100 minutes. At what time will it finish? Question 27. I have a map with a scale of 2 centimetres to 5 kilometres. On the map, two towns are 8 centimetres apart. What is the actual distance between the two towns? I have a map with a scale of 2 centimetres to 5 kilometres. On the map, two towns are 8 centimetres apart. What is the actual distance between the two towns? Question 28. Look at the calculation. Use it to work out 1.9 multiplied by 1.8. Look at the calculation. Use it to work out 1.9 multiplied by 1.8. Question 29. The pie chart shows information about drinks sold in a cafe. What percentage of the drinks sold was not tea? The pie chart shows information about drinks sold in a cafe. What percentage of the drinks sold was not tea? Question 30. One book costs £4.99. How much do 7 books cost? One book costs £4.99. How much do 7 books cost? Put your pens down. The test is finished.